Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from Revenue Rocket.
We're talking today about the Rule of 45. The Rule of 45 is essentially a theoretical growth limit, a profitable growth limit, that talks to how do you calculate what that could be in an IT services business. And this is a model that we've developed over the years. I'll tell you a little bit around the a little bit about how we developed it and how we've applied it over the almost 20 years that we've been looking at this. First of all, the Rule of 45 portends that there is a theoretical top-line growth limit for you to grow your business profitably. Certainly, people can and have grown faster than this, but essentially, the rules of the road are these are for companies between 5 and 50 million in revenue, that if you add the average of your top-line year-over-year growth rate over the last 3 years and the average EBITDA as a percentage over the last 3 years. So both of those are a percentage, your year-over-year growth rate as a percentage over the last 3 years, as well as an average, as well as your EBITDA percentage over the last 3 years, together, that those numbers can't exceed 45%. And the optimal top-line growth rate and bottom-line profit realization for an IT services company, in our opinion, is about 30% top-line growth and 15% EBITDA. Now, if you want a highly profitable business, you're going to sacrifice top-line growth for that. It could be a 20% EBITDA business, but the theoretical growth limit then for top-line revenue, year-over-year growth rate, becomes about 25%. And there is a kind of a theoretical profit realization where you start to get to diminishing returns in the mid 25%. So 25, 26% EBITDA, as we've seen, is where things start to come apart on this model, because it's very challenging to get more than that from a profitability percentage out of a typical IT services company after all of your expenses. So if you think about this model in general, you could grow at 40%. But if you did so, you'd probably have about a 5% EBITDA. You could grow at 45% and kind of break even. And you could grow faster. But most likely, you're going to, if you grow faster, you're going to do so and lose money. You can kind of borrow from the future or kind of pay from the past. Meaning, if you have retained earnings, you could certainly fund a faster growth year. If you're going to borrow money, if you will, to grow, you could do that, but it's going to be challenging to exceed sort of this rule of 45 if you're an over $5 million company. And we built our analysis initially by analyzing companies from $5 million in revenue up to $2 billion in revenue. We looked at a couple hundred sets of financials, and we didn't really see a company that broke this rule of 45, and this is why we came to this realization. Now, if your company is less than $5 million in revenue, is a pretty easy modification to this that you can add that will allow it to apply for your business. So, for example, if you're a $4 million a year revenue business, you can add 10% to this rule. If you're a $3 million business, you can add 10% more, and all the way down to $1 million. So, in the case of a $3 million business, this would be the rule of 65. In the case of a $2 million business, it'd be the rule of 75. If you're a $1 million business, it's the rule of 85. Meaning that if you take your, 3 year running average of your EBITDA as a percentage and your 3 year average of top line growth rate and add them together, they cannot exceed those numbers accordingly. So the best way to think about it is the rule of 45 applies for businesses above 5 million in revenue. And then as you go down in increments of 1 million, you can add 10% to each number until you get down to a million to get to your theoretical profitable growth limit accordingly. We have more information on this on our website. Feel free to go to revenuerocket.com and take a look at the rule of 45. Or if you have specific questions about how you apply the rule of 45 to your business and understand your profitable theoretical growth limit, we'd be happy to talk about it. And drop us an email at info@revenuerocket.com or feel free to give us a call. All our contact information is on the website. And with that, we'll tie a ribbon on it for this week's Shoot the Moon podcast. And your host, Mike Harbath. Take care.